question.
Monday. Oh, you got a question.
I got it right.
Go ahead,
my
go ahead. Monday
goodness.
Mirages.
Do you enjoy doing that?
Yes, I do.
That's like your new thing. I almost hit it early just to screw
you.
I know.
I know. You had it ready. You better have that.
Yeah,
right
I almost hit it early just to mess you up. All right. Question one, Monday Mirages here on this Monday. You think mid-majors shouldn't have conference tournaments, real or mirage?
No, absolutely they should have conference tournaments. I'm not going to – they have to have conference tournaments. Unfortunately, you got to get more teams in from those one-bid conferences. Again, I'm okay with a second team instead of nine teams from, you know, what is it, the ACC or whatever the hell it was they call it now. No, why would I want to get rid of the conference tournaments in the mid-majors? I wouldn't want to get –
because
even the Ivy League decided to pick up the conference
because
tournament.
Because things like what happened to UVM happened way, where the regular season champ ends up not going.
No, because then you don't have great stories like Texas Southern, who lost their first 13 games, started the year 0-13, and now they're in the tournament. No, I love everything about the conference tournaments, a second chance for everybody. Unfortunately, somebody's got to lose, and those are the conference tournament winners.
If you were ever going to get rid of the conference, I've got what I think is a pretty good alternative, though.
I heard you say point system.
Yeah, so I think you should do a point system. You get 1 point for every conference home win. You get 2 points for every conference road win, and you hold a mid-season conference tournament, like around New Year's or something. And you get 1 point for a win in that, 2 points for a second round win, and 3 points for winning the final. So that way, the winner of the conference tournament doesn't guarantee themselves automatic bid.
But then your teams like Vermont benefit big time because, you know, you're going to have a good, strong conference record compared to a team that's in a harder conference.
I'm talking about, though, just winning. I'm talking about being the automatic bid to the league, though.
Oh.
Having the most points, the highest point getter. So you still have a conference tournament. You can still have that conference tournament televised. And because you're getting more weight to road wins, you're giving teams still chances to accumulate points late in the season.
I like the conference tournament. You're sucking the fun out of it now. No, I'm okay with the way it is now. Just you know, unfortunately, it's not the fairest, but it's the most exciting.
What's better for the America East as a whole, really? Okay. Look, the game on Saturday was good for the league. Good exposure, good story. Ryan Odom takes UMBC from 7 wins in 2 years, 7 wins to the tournament. That's a good story.
He used to like his dad, Dave Odom.
But then they go and get beat by 45 by Virginia, which is what's going to happen. How beneficial is that to the conference?
No, it's not beneficial, but that's just, I mean, you can't say because you're going to lose badly, we don't want you to represent the conference, though.
And if Vermont was there, Vermont has a chance to win a game, and that's more beneficial to the conference. If Vermont wins a game in the tournament, that's better than just conference championship exposure.
No, that's why we got to figure out how to at least get a second team in. And you know what? Maybe we have to combine the NCAA and the NIT.
So you want 96 teams in?
Somebody proposed that yesterday on the show also. Or maybe do the NIT like they used to do before the season, like the preseason NIT. That was it. Used to be actually done preseason and postseason.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I would be up for something like that.
Question two, Monday Mirages here on the Huddle. You think the UVM men's basketball team season is a success, real or mirage?
Overall, yeah, it's a success. You can't say you only lost one conference game and it not be a success, and you're still going to the NIT. Yeah, you won the conference. Yeah, it's a success. You didn't accomplish everything you wanted to, and that was go to the tournament, the NCAA tournament, win a game or two. So you're not going to accomplish that, but I can't say it's not a success when it's all said and done.
This team deserves to be celebrated, really, because you don't have any idea if it will ever be this good again. I want people to realize that. Like, this success, it doesn't last forever, especially when you're at the mid-majors. Here's what happens. You get a couple of really great recruits. Then they all go to be seniors and juniors together, and you get a nice run of 2 to 3 years here, and then you start the process all over again. It is not easy to transfer success over year to year at the mid-major level. You have no idea if it will ever get this good again, so enjoy it and relish in it, and enjoy the NIT, baby, because you don't know if it's coming back.
Out of all the teams in the conference, though, Vermont is a better destination than just about everybody else in that conference.
It all depends on what you think about destination. It all depends on what, what your overall values are.
Also, it's a lot harder to get in the UVM than the other nine schools in the conference.
That, you have no idea about that. That is
absolutely.
That is such just a guess on your part.
Well, I'm thinking about UMBC. I'm thinking about Hartford.
You don't know anything about any of those schools.
No, but I know UVM's real tough.
Okay, so that, you know one. You don't know anything about the others.
Yeah, but you know, I've been looking up colleges since my son's applying now, and I go on Niche, where you put in the thing. I think UVM is the best academic school, and a lot harder than, not only the best, a lot harder than all the other schools in the conference.
It all depends on the destination, what you're talking about. Okay,
what's the second best academic school in that conference?
I don't know because I'm not looking at it, but think about airport access if you want your family to come up. Burlington's a lot harder to get to than Albany, which has an airport right next to the college.
Yes, but I'm just saying it's harder to get kids.
Yeah, but you're saying it's a better destination. It all depends on what you're talking about.
I'm talking about like campus. I'm talking about city life. I'm talking about college town. Talking about, you know, all that.
Have you been to have you been to University of New Hampshire, Albany, UMBC, Hartford? Have you been to those places?
No,
exactly.
I'm not.
So
but
then
I could just tell though. So
again,
I could just tell. You know what I mean?
So again, you have really no idea.
Why? If I'm wrong, you tell me right now. The Town Fair Tire text line 802-655-6672. What's a better destination and better academics in the conference than UVM? Someone go ahead and tell me that right now.
Yes, it's real. It's a success. Two-time player of the year is in this league. Two-time coach of the year was on this team. Sixth man of the year was on this team. Academic success for this team. This team's never in trouble. They're good role models in the community. Yes, it is absolutely real. Question three, Monday Mirages. You want to see power conference teams get at-large bids over mid-major at-large teams, real or mirage?
No, that's not, I mean, we're talking about like number 8 and number 9 from the conference? No, I don't want that. I have a rule. If you're sub 500 in your own conference, you should not be considered to go to the NCAA tournament. So if you're 8 and 10, I'm okay with the 9 and 9s. If you're 8 and 10, that should disqualify you. Especially like Arizona State, 9th in the conference, 8 and 10.
Well, remember, you hate Arizona State because of rivals with Arizona.
I don't even – forget about that aside. Look, if Arizona State finished 2nd and lost to Arizona in the Pac-12 conference tournament championship, I'd say definitely they need to be in. I'm not going to, you know, have my bias against them. I don't care about USC. They have to get it. I just a horrible, horrible job. Absolutely horrible job. By the way, people says the smokes – go to UNH. What is that? Oh, the hot-looking women? Is that what that means?
Oh, I guess so.
Okay, that's what it says here. Derek in St. Albans. Vermont is the best destination in the conference. Also, to prevent what happened Saturday, why not make the conference championship the best of 3? Oh, stop it. Just stop that. Come on now.
I'll say that it is a... Well, I don't even remember what the question was anymore. Okay, it was absolutely a mirage. I don't want to see power conference nobodies in. I don't need to see Syracuse
in. Nobodies.
I don't need to see Virginia Tech in the tournament. I don't need 8 and 10 Arizona State. I don't need Oklahoma in. Give me St. Mary's. Give me Middle Tennessee State.
That's just two, though. You know, we're not asking for a whole bunch of mid-majors, too. It would have been Middle Tennessee and St. Mary's are the only two that I'm clamoring.
And while we're at it, get rid of the play-in games in general, please, between the 16 seeds. I don't need to see 16 seeds. You won your way into the tournament. You deserve to be in the tournament,
I agree.
Not off to the
but
side.
There's nothing. They used to be all 16 seeds, then we immediately changed it to the last 4 teams that got
in. Well,
it
used to only be 2 playing games, then when they went to 68.
Right.
So I hate that because that's just another way to sneak in another big conference team by putting the 16 seeds out to the side. It's ridiculous. Question 4, Monday Mirages here on the Huddle. You are now worried about the Celtics because of all of their injuries. Now we know Marcus Smart's hurt with that thumb. Daniel Theis out for the season. It's getting dire in Boston.
It's getting dire. Yes, I'm worried about the injuries. Finally, it's starting to catch up to them. Though I'm really not worried from the sense of all the other teams. Toronto obviously has taken a hold of it, but look at everybody else. Cleveland might not even make the playoffs. They're sitting in the 4th seed.
Indiana's 7 games behind the Celtics.
I know. I'm not worried about the other teams. I'm just worried that Boston itself might not be able to recover. And didn't we talk about this, that Kyrie's injury now? A lot worse, and he may have to miss a whole bunch more games because of that knee. So I don't know how it's going to turn out, but yes, it's a big concern, no doubt about that.
I'll say it's a mirage, but with some caveats to it. I'm not worried about their ability to make the playoffs or get the number 2 seed, because as you said, they're 7 games ahead of Indiana, who's in that 3 seed. What I am worried about is Kyrie Irving's ability to sign a long-term deal and be around for the life of that deal and live, you know, have his career span until he's 32, 33, 34. That worries me. I don't want to see him be like Isaiah Thomas with the Pistons, who was done at 32 years old. I am not worried about Jaylen Brown. He'll be fine. And Al Horford was out yesterday for illness. I'm not worried about him. But between Kyrie and now the bench depth and Smart, I'm concerned about this team's ability to win as much as we thought, but I'm not concerned about their ability to get the playoffs and get to the number 2 seed. Question 5. Now that Richard Sherman is a 49er, you think that move makes the Niners an NFC favorite, real or mirage?
No, that's a mirage. $39 million 3 years. I think the first year's though is going to be about $6 or $7 million. You might as well take that money and flush it down the toilet. I'm going to pay for a 30-something-year-old.
Yeah, but it's barely. Didn't you see how the contract breaks down?
$6 million the first year. Is that what it was? $6-7 million.
He's only going to get $3 million guaranteed out of this whole thing.
He might as well take. Well, you're going to get a roster bonus for another $2 million
if he's on the team week one.
Well, that's $5 million right off the bat. He's going to get. He'll get his money his first year, but you might as well take that and flush it down the toilet. Patriots never even made him an offer.
Nope, and I thought they were wrong too. They should have made him.
By the way, San Francisco didn't even really want him. They wanted to keep Tlaib, and they weren't able to go ahead and pull the trigger on that also. So they had to settle for Plan B, maybe even Plan C. I don't know. Maybe he could have gotten more money if he had a real agent. So I'm not really sure how that worked out for him. But if we're just asking how good he's going to be, I think he's going to be worthless. And he'll be lucky to finish out the year with San Francisco.
I'll say it is a mirage, but it's not because of Richard Sherman. If the Niners are going to be an NFC favorite, it's going to be because of Jimmy Garoppolo and John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. It's not going to be because of one defensive back.
No.
I think it was a fine move. I think they got the better end of the monetary side of the deal. I trust that Sherman's going to be okay for at least the first year. I think that the NFC West is very, very good. I think it's going to be hard for them to beat the Rams and maybe the Seahawks this year, although I think the Niners are closely, you know, soon surpassing what the Seahawks do in the NFC West. If the Niners are a favorite, it's because of the quarterback, not because of Sherman.
All right. Is that Monday Mirage? That's all the questions. The K-Man says, I couldn't agree with Brady Moore. Get rid of the play-in games. They're pointless. I think it just stretches it out. Gets everybody a little bit excited. It's like the hors d'oeuvres before the start of the tournament. You get a little bit on Tuesday, a little
bit
on Wednesday.
Then give me all four games being 11 seed power conferences. Do not give me the 16 seed. They earned their way into the tournament.
Well, they did give you the last four. Say Bonaventure, UCLA, Arizona State, Syracuse.
Give me all four playing games being those kind of teams.
Sherman is low risk, high reward play. Very smart, low money. John in St. Albans. I think a lot of people kind of agree with that. But I don't think you're going to be able to. By the way, if you don't think he's going to be on the team the first week because of the roster bonus and him getting cleared to play because of medical reasons, boy, oh boy, then I've got to scratch my head why you even want to get near that guy if you're going to start questioning about that. I think there's a problem. John says, Coach Becker sounded sad, as we all are. Saturday did not go our way. Yeah, he was trying to keep upbeat, though, Brady. He did try to keep upbeat. Brady, I'm going to make you stay the whole show today. So what's coming up on Champlain Valley Game Night tonight?
Ken Kreitz of RotoWire is going to stop by. The K-Train, we're going to talk and get you ready for your fantasy baseball draft.
All right, what's coming up next?
Coming up next, 4-Minute Football Fix and the Daily Spring Training Update.
All right, all that next right here on 101.3 ESPN.